Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And I'm grateful to have you tune in to this segment. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production segments on different platforms, and you can learn more about those segments at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. And we would love to have you follow us on Facebook under the Wow Seat Media. Well, in this segment, I want to speak to you about leveling up your wow factor with self-love to honor your self-worth. This is such a very important topic. Self-love is vital, and I do mean vital to your overall mission as it relates to your life, your career, your business, just your total well-being. And we talk a lot about your worthwhile outstanding works on this platform, which represents your WOW mission. And in order to serve at the highest level with your WOW works, you must, and I do mean must, practice self-love so that you honor your self-worth. And later in this segment, I will provide one of my publication series that helps in this area. But I want to start off by asking a couple of questions because, you know, a lot of times we think, well, I do love myself, I do honor myself, I do appreciate myself, and sometimes we need to regularly examine our self-love and self-worth agenda and really check in and see, are we truly honoring ourselves? So we focus a lot on entrepreneurs on this platform and leaderpreneurs for sure. And there are times where even in the missions that we have, we can misinterpret our assignments or misunderstand what we're supposed to be doing during certain times and sometimes can give ourselves more over to the mission than truly having the balance to practice the higher levels of self-care, which entails the self-love as well. So I do want to ask a couple of questions just to kind of stimulate some thoughts and get you to thinking about how you're really honoring yourself during this time. So how many of you love what you do? And you're very passionate about making a difference in the lives of others, yet won't honor yourself enough to love who you are and never settle for less than you deserve. And this is very important to think about. You know, so often many people pride themselves for how they show up for others. However, they won't show up for themselves. So if you've had a common theme or a common story, a common script running through your experience of being the one who is the sacrificial person who's always giving of themselves but never seeming to receive benefits for yourself from others, not just from those that you support and do things for, but just individuals in general. Sometimes people can be givers, but it doesn't mean that they're good receivers. And I strongly believe that in order to be an effective giver, and especially if you believe that it's part of your WOW mission and your gifting to be a giver, then you have to also be a great receiver for sure. And when you think about department stores or just operations in general, a lot of them have departments that are called shipping and receiving. And if they are supplying goods, that means they must be receiving goods as well. So you have to see yourself as that, like that analogy. If you're going to be someone who's giving of yourself, then you certainly have to make sure that your cup is full, that you are replenished enough to continue to serve and be able to serve at the highest level. And all this relates to self-love and how you honor yourself. So, you know, the question I ask, I really want you to think about that. But, you know, another question that I want to ask also is, how many of you push yourselves to the limits? I mean, push yourself so that you can achieve your goals, or, as I mentioned earlier, trying to be there for others, yet you won't even give yourself 5 to 15 minutes of free time or practice staying hydrated enough, or sometimes won't even relax when your body is really telling you that you need it. You need to chill. You need to have some downtime. So these are just a few things that I want you to think about, because it's really, really important as it relates to your worthwhile, outstanding works. And as I mentioned, sometimes we can misunderstand and misinterpret our assignments, because even though we have a mission and a purpose for being in this world, everyone has a mission and a purpose for sure, but, you know, we're not here to just focus so much on fulfilling that mission that it becomes the biggest detriment to our well-being. And when we don't love ourselves enough to support our highest and best way of livelihood, trust me, we will always fall short and devalue who we are. So I know that some of you listening can certainly relate. And even if there are those who or maybe past this point, everyone at some point has experienced where they're not really taking the best care of themselves, not really practicing the self-love and the self-care, the soul care to support their overall well-being. And again, this is important. I can't really stress this enough, because self-love, you think about it as it relates to your wow factor and how you're trying to show up in the marketplace primarily, is that when you don't value yourself, others aren't going to value you either. And it's because that's what you're giving off. That's the vibe that you're giving off. And so sometimes you can put something out there and expect that you should be receiving certain treatment or recognition, but again, it is all about how you are truly showing up. And as I was mentioning, self-love is important to our wow factor, and it really demonstrates how we honor our self-worth just in how we're showing up. So when you don't value your time, when you don't take care of yourself, or you overextend yourself for others, trust me, the vibration that's coming off is that you are lowering your self-value and your self-worth, and it will be reflective in the market for sure. A lot of times you see it just in your everyday life, not being able to get support and honor and respect from those in your world. But then when you're actually trying to demonstrate your worthwhile, outstanding works in the market, and then wonder, why am I not receiving a return on my investment of time and energy and everything that's been going into this, it goes back to the self-love and the self-honor as it relates to your self-worth. And this has been like the biggest elephant in the room that's been missing, because a lot of times people do not equate that self-love factor with their network factor. And had they worked together like a hand in glove, for sure. And a lot of times within strategies, we look to say, if I apply this, then I should get this result. And sometimes it is simply that maybe you need to spend more time with yourself. Maybe you need to go have some fun, and that will then translate into your workspace and produce a better energy. And so when you create products and services or you're showing up, then the audience that you are trying to be there for to benefit from what you have, they can get this different vibration. And as a result, they will honor you. So it may sound simple. It may sound like this has no place in my mission, but it should, because if you're here to bring forth worthwhile, outstanding works, we do understand what worthwhile means and outstanding, right? Which means that we have to represent that ourselves and show up as worthwhile individuals for people to invest their time and resources in, right? And when we're showing up in excellence doesn't mean perfect. That means that we are being outstanding in all that we do. And when you combine the worthwhileness and the outstandingness together, that is what your works are going to bring forth. And that is what reflects this wow factor in the marketplace that others can respond to and want to be involved. So, again, it does go back to how you're treating yourself, how you love yourself. As I mentioned, when you don't honor yourself or value your time, you don't take care of yourself, and you keep giving, and overextending yourself, you certainly are devaluing yourself, and it does. It stems from a lack of self-love. Good news is that we can take time to examine what our activities are. You know, every day is an opportunity to give your own self an invitation, a call to action, to do an inventory and an audit of just your current activities and look and see how all of this relates to how you're loving yourself and if you're loving yourself in the right ways. So a couple of questions I want you to ask yourself. So when you are taking some downtime, and I'm encouraging you to please do take some downtime, even if it is 5 to 15 minutes, and do some reflection. But a couple of questions that you can consider asking is, you know, think about, do you keep your word to yourself? Because all of this relates to your self-love agenda. And this is how you can examine, you know, what's really going on so you're not fooling yourself. Do you make self-care and soul care an essential and not an extra? It has to be essential. You have to not see it as a luxury, but, no, it is one of the highest forms of priorities. You have to see it from that perspective. Do you allow people to disrespect, devalue or dishonor you? So these are questions to regularly throw out there to yourself and examine. Do you make yourself a top priority and focus on what's more important? You know, where are your priorities? You know, are you really focusing on what's most important? Because I can tell you the worthwhile outstanding works, they'll be there for sure, but the self-care, the self-love is the top priority, because from that everything else flows for you in alignment. Because when you love yourself and you honor yourself, trust me, you're going to make sure that ripples across the board as it relates to your self-worth. And your self-worth starts to equate to your net worth. So you have to be very mindful, you know, about that. And on the note of self-worth, another question you can ask yourself is, you know, do you really feel that you honor your self-worth? We have to be honest. So when you're doing these types of examinations, it is about honesty and not judging yourself, because every day is an opportunity to make a shift and to level up, and that's what we're talking about in this particular segment. It is about leveling up your wow factor and leveraging self-love so that you can be able to show up in your self-worth. And this is important because great majority of percentage of time is that people are spent working and working on, you know, working in jobs or working in their businesses or working on their businesses, but how many people are actually really working on themselves and consistently and having a practice of working, you know, on themselves. So this is very, very important. So another question you can ask yourself is, where do you need to level up as it relates to your self-love agenda? And I don't care how well, again, you think you love yourself and appreciate yourself, there's always room for expanding and evolving, you know, in this area. Everything that I've been sharing, again, this all affects your wow factor. If you don't honor you and love yourself enough to make this area, or these areas rather, the leading factor, then trust me, your worthwhile outstanding works, it won't be as effective as you desire, and that will be very unfortunate because you're here to really make a huge impact. But it ultimately is going to depend on how you are showing up for yourself and just honoring who you've been created to be. See, we are each here to deliver these wow missions. I mean, it's so important that we show up in the world and bring forth why we are here. But if we're not showing up as our best, as I said before, you're not going to be as effective as you could be. And again, that is to the biggest detriment, not just to you, but also to those that you're here to serve. So I know I can go on about this, and I do in other different platforms. I share a lot on this topic. And I know that telling people they need to love themselves is kind of like a cliche. And it's talked about so often, but a lot of times most don't tell others just exactly how do you do that. And, of course, it's different for everyone. There is no one-size-fits-all. Sure, there's some general principles for sure, but you really have to navigate your own way of self-love expression and discovering what that is for you. And as I mentioned earlier, I have some resources that I want to share. I have a publication series that's called the Love Thyself Intentional Journal Series, and this series covers a variety of areas as it relates to leveling up one's self-love and self-worth agenda. So if you want to make this a top priority and you really want to make your wow factor stand out in the marketplace, then, as I mentioned, you must start with your love and your self-worth factors for sure, and start leveling up in those areas so that your wow factor can be everything that is meant to be and everything that you were created to express. So I'm going to share the publications, as I mentioned, that it's an intentional journal series, which means that these publications are written in journal-style formats for intentionality, has what you need to evoke and stimulate and draw out your own information versus being inundated with a lot of how-tos and telling you exactly what you need to do. But there are concepts in these publications, and there's a roadmap for sure to get you started and being able to help you bring forth what it truly means to love thyself. So I'm just going to go through the publications. They're not in any particular order in terms of how you would have to, you know, apply them. It just is up to you. And there's a variety. You may not even need all of these, but certainly I believe that they're good to have, and not because I'm biased because I publish them, but I just think because they do cover different areas that it is good to have. But certainly the ones that stand out to you would be the one I would say go for that first. So Love Thyself or Else, it's an accountability journal for practicing higher levels of self-love. You know, it's sinful in a sense to not love yourself. I often say, we don't have the right, you really don't have the right not to love yourself. And I mean that in the most divine way. And this particular journal emphasizes that, that, yeah, love yourself or else what? Or else you're going to continue to create more of what you don't want and not be as effective in this world as you can be as it relates to your life and your career, relationships, just all of that. But when you hold yourself accountable to loving yourself, then you start to show up differently because the commitment is there and the transformation bears the fruit that will continue to produce the results that that you desire. So another one is Love Thyself, Be and Give the Love You Wish to Receive. It's an intentional, inspirational journal guide for loving yourself first to love others more effectively. And that's important. As I mentioned before, you can give of yourself and overextend yourself for others. But if you're not loving yourself, you are really not authentically loving others either, because you can't give what you don't have. And so if you want it to be true, genuine, authentic love, then you have to be giving that to yourself first, and then you'll be able to demonstrate that and spread that love out to others more effectively. Another one is Love Thyself, Love Is You, an inspirational journal guide for allowing more love into your life. And as I mentioned earlier about being able to receive, you want to give love, but can you receive love? But you first also have to understand that you are love. You are the embodiment because you are created from love. God is love. Source is love. And that's where you spring forth from. And so you need to allow more of you to come into your experience by way of others being able to demonstrate that to you as well. And another one is Love Thyself, Forgive Thyself. It's a self-acceptance and forgiveness affirmations journal, and this is very important because a lot of times people will spend time forgiving other people, yet they won't forgive themselves or be gentle with themselves or let themselves off the hook for something that's, you know, from the past or something that's not even that major. Or even if it is, if you forgive yourself and you feel God has forgiven you, and even if other people haven't, but you've forgiven yourself, that's very, very important. It's going to help you to accept yourself and believe in yourself. And that's really important as it relates to showing up with your worthwhile, outstanding works. And then lastly, have Happy Love Day, an inspirational journal for loving your life and business. For those entrepreneurs, this is very important that you need to love your life and your business. Don't just be in love with your worthwhile, outstanding works, this wow mission, and then hate the life that you have to go to when you're not serving in that area. So these are just a few publications that will help you to start leveling up your wow factor by leveraging self-love so that you can honor your self-worth. All of these publications are available on Amazon, and there are also links in the show description below for you to be able to learn more or secure a copy. So I just want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Wow Seat, and I'm wishing you a happy self-love day. Every day is really a happy self-love day, and I really hope that this segment inspires you to take action on leveling up your wow factor by leveling up the areas we've talked about today, self-love and self-worth. I can't emphasize this enough. The world needs your wow works, your worthwhile outstanding works, and we really need you to show up in the expression and the embodiment of me, and my mission matters. Because trust me, your mission matters more than you can imagine, and your self-love is going to demonstrate how much you matter to you and how much you know what you bring to this world matters. And as mentioned earlier, love for you to connect with us on Facebook and also check us out on Tumblr. I am Allie Nicole Wow. She does it all. And if you would like to learn more about me, please visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Thank you so much again for joining me for this segment. And I certainly look forward to being back with you soon. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.